Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a lovely day. I'm just getting ready to leave the hotel. I did so many amazing interviews this weekend. I had a really good time. I'm going to tell you guys all about that in a video later today. But as I was getting ready, I saw this pretty incredible story on the news. And so I wanted to bring it up here for you guys and show you before I get on the plane. But first, I just need to say this episode is brought to you by the Second Amendment coin. You can get your own today by going to the link in the description below, supportthesecond.com. This is a coin that retails for $24.95, but it is free for the viewers of my program. All you got to do is go to supportthesecond.com. It's a great way and a free way to show your support for the Second Amendment because it is constantly under attack by the Democrats and the rhinos. So what is this story that I'm talking about? Well, let's take a look right here. From post-millennial federal judge who rules on immigration issues has been arrested for human smuggling. This man's name is Timothy Daniel Jaffet. Now, he apparently resides in Kinney, Texas. He's from the Corpus Christi area, though. And he wasn't just arrested for the trafficking of humans, human smuggling, but also of attempting to resist arrest. Now, you can see Timothy Jaffet right here in the police cruiser, and here are the four men that he was attempting to smuggle in. This is a pretty distressing thing we have right here, because this man is a federally appointed immigration judge. He is the person who makes decisions on immigration issues, and here he is smuggling four men into Texas. Now, Galveston County Constable Jimmy Fullen arrested Timothy for this crime of smuggling humans and resisting arrest in Kinney County, Texas. This was an announcement that was made on their Facebook page. And of course, he also released the images of Jaffet and the four men that he was accused of smuggling over that U.S.-Mexico border. Now, I haven't seen this reported many places yet. This is basically it. So I wanted to get this out to you guys right away. You really have to ask the question, what kind of a person is involved in human smuggling? And it really displays the hypocrisy that's there in Texas and across the United States. The people who are supposed to be making decisions on issues such as this, while at the same time, he's actually engaging in the trafficking of people. Here you can see a picture of his state barcode. We can get a better look at Timothy Jaffet right there. There he is. If you're from Texas, maybe you might know this guy. Here are, once again, the four men. They look like workers to me, so it could just be that Timothy Jaffet was looking to have some guys work in his yard or perhaps do some other type of manual labor. But I guess the question I'm wondering is, why didn't he just like go down to the local day worker stop and pick up four guys who could do the work there? Here is Timothy Jaffet's state bar card, and here is the car that he was driving. Looks like maybe
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
this is either a new purchase or maybe he was driving a loaner, because that appears to be a dealer plate right there. So I don't know if this is actually Timothy Jaffet's car or not. But the thing that really struck me, guys, is if you maybe remember Timothy Jaffet's name from a couple of years ago, he also happens to be the Corpus Christi lawyer that came out on Facebook and said that his client, George Floyd, died 3 years prior to the event that we saw in Minneapolis. He said at the time, and I covered it back then, now is the time to get mad. Now is the time to approach your leaders and ask them how much more before they stand up and fight for us. I have never mentioned anything but facts and witnessed with my own eyes. I saw the vacant tents set up around the hospitals for the sick that never came, so he appears to be a truther of some type. I watched as businesses closed due to a hoax. I saw bodies removed from homes because they were too afraid to go to the hospital because of quarantine. I saw our leaders shred the Constitution that elected them. All of that stuff appears to be that Timothy Jaffet really knows his stuff, that he understands. But then he throws in this one. I saw a black man who I played college football against allegedly killed on camera 30 years later. But guess what? They messed up. That's not the same guy. I remember this guy, and he died a few years ago right here in Corpus Christi. I was his lawyer. Dumbasses can't even fake a good dead guy. So he goes into some more supporting details about George Floyd. Apparently, he was appointed his lawyer at the end of his life and actually witnessed him passing away there in the hospital in Corpus Christi. He did an interview with We Are Change Connecticut, and after that, he went completely silent. Now, I did my best at the time to get a hold of Timothy Jaffet and to try to make sure that I could get him on my show and, you know, I could ask him more questions about this. But Timothy Jaffet disappeared very, very quickly. So now he is reappearing, smuggling human beings across the border from Mexico into Texas. I want to ask you this, guys. If Timothy Jaffet truly was a truther and an American patriot, do you think he would be smuggling people across the border? I tend to think not. I think that in general, people like us, we follow the law and we fight against human trafficking and human smuggling. But here, Timothy Jaffet is actually engaging in that practice. Now, and this is, of course, after he came out to be a COVID truther, after he came out and told us this crazy information about George Floyd. I've told you guys before, people get planted into our movement. Those statements that he made there at the beginning were most likely designed to have us trust him because he's saying some of the right things. And then he throws in something crazy like George Floyd died 3 years ago and I was his lawyer. Well, of course, if somebody was the lawyer of an individual that they actually went to college with, that's going to give them a level of undeniability where you can trust that person because they are a professional. Well, here is that same professional, a federally appointed magistrate in immigration court, actually smuggling human beings across the border. That to me sounds like something a Democrat would do. That to me sounds like something someone on the left would do. They're the ones who are engaged in practices like this. So I don't know Timothy Jaffet, and the only thing I know about him is his public statements and now what the police in Kinney County are telling us that he actually engaged in. So I'd love to know what you guys think about this. I think it's fascinating, and I'm sure that there's going to be additional information that comes out in the very near future. But until then, that's all we've got. So as I stated earlier, I did about 20 interviews this weekend with some just amazing patriots. I'm going to give you guys a full breakdown of my experience from this weekend later today. I might actually record it from the airport. But until then, thank you very much for being here. As always, this has been Red Pill 78. My name is Zach Payne, the Corruption Detector, and this was another edition of Red Pill News. Good luck, everyone, and God bless.